Williams in and stepping through the challenges, feeding Patrick Vieira, rampaging run from midfield.
Messa fuori, dice Pirlo, 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 ancora Pirlo, di tecco, tiro,
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your co-host Reggie. Today we got Joe on the phone and we're going to be discussing Toronto FC's continued march through the CONCACAF Champions League and recap the last game against Lyon. We're also going to be talking about the UEFA Champions League. We're down to the semifinals now, so we'll recap quarterfinal games, so the last leg of the quarterfinal games. Also, we're going to recap the Europa League and do a quick trip around the domestic leagues within Europe. So stay tuned for that. But guys, as usual, you can get to our podcast from our website, footballweekly.com. You can subscribe on Twitter, the @footballweeklypod, all one word. You can subscribe on Instagram, football_weekly_podcast. You can subscribe to download all past episodes and recent episodes. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, iHeartRadio, or on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Audible. So guys, without any further ado, let's get into this. So sit back, relax, and get stuck in with the Football Weekly Podcast, and we'll be back after this.
This is Ronaldo, and that is 1-0 to Brazil.
Where he was heading, Zidane just shows it to Gilberto Silva, and then pirouettes away from him.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kumar Miller, center back for Club de Foot Montreal and the Canadian men's national team, and you're listening to the Football Weekly Podcast.
Joe, a great past week of football. It's fantastic. Like, who used to say it's fantastic? What manager used to say that? Was it Mourinho? Fantastic.
Isn't it Solskjaer? Isn't it Gunning?
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. It's Ole. Fantastic. You're right. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Ole. It's Ole, yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. Okay, let's get you're really, it's really fantastic for you, Reg.
Happy, because happiest guy on this podcast, I'll tell you that. That's for sure.
Yeah, because Arsenal is through to the Europa League semifinals. Like I said, I still gonna hold true to my prediction. It's gonna be Arsenal and United. I said that a while back, I think. Mm-hmm.
I'll take
now,
that.
I don't know. I'll give you the kiss of death, but I'm telling you, I don't think you think, Unai Emery, the Europa League master.
Yeah.
As you could say that for yourself, too. And he was the manager of the Gunners. So I'm just really, I literally have my hands by my ears sitting back thinking, wow, those are the two great matchups now that, you know, a couple of rounds ago. AC Milan got knocked out by United, so it's United Roma.
Wow, that's a pretty good.
We're gonna get into it, but United Roma. I mean, everyone's gonna be saying, "What about the Champions League?" Of course, we're gonna get to a Champions League. Relax, we'll get to everything
for sure. We're gonna hit that towards the end of the show. But we got a big day tomorrow for our local team, the Toronto FC. MLS gets going tomorrow. We also have to recap their Champions League game midweek against Lyon. Fantastic performance, Joe. Fantastic performance. Fantastic. That's the word. That's going to be the word of the podcast. Fantastic. And for those of you guys that were listening to the last show when I was talking about the shorts match the back of the jersey and the sleeves. So we're all good.
There you go, Reg.
We're all good.
Stop complaining.
I actually got to watch it on an HD feed and everything matches. So it's all good.
And everybody's worried about you. Some of our followers, Rob, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I saw. Question, Marco and stuff. So, yeah, that's good. So, don't worry, guys. Reggie's okay.
Yep.
And, yeah, we're good. That's amazing. Yeah, I like it.
Fantastic. there it is again.
Fantastic.
So, Fantastic. MLS tomorrow. We get to see our boy, Kamal.
Well, yeah, it's great that Kamal introduces our show here, as you know, Montreal playing against Toronto FC tomorrow mm-hmm. at 2 p.m.
Yes, sir.
We got other friends of the show starting tomorrow as well. We got Nashville and Alistair Johnston starting as well as Reg, tonight,
mm-hmm.
tonight, Dane Sinclair and Minnesota United.
Who are they facing?
Oof. What a spicy matchup.
Uh-oh.
The Seattle Sounders.
Oh, wow. That should be a good game, actually.
So, yeah. So, there you go, Reg. The MLS is back. And I don't mean the tournament. The MLS is back.
buddy, you have no idea how I wish, especially this game, the 401 Derby. We could go and watch that, but whatever.
And see Kamal Miller and Richie Larea and a lot of the other Canadian lads and so on. We'll get to that. So, yeah. But, yeah. So, MLS is back. It is. You know, starting off tonight, we got Dane Sinclair kicking off Again, for Minnesota United against Seattle Sounders. There's another matchup tonight, Houston Dynamo, San Jose Earthquakes. Both former teams of Canadian legend, Dwayne De Rosario, shake and bake.
Yes, sir. We'll get into a little bit of our prediction and pregame for that, but we have to recap the CONCACAF Champions League that TFC played during the week on Wednesday. And again, professional performance by a team. You look at the roster, you look at the lineup that he put out there, and you were thinking, oh, I don't know what we're going to get out of these guys. And they put in a performance.
Oh, Reggie, this was, to be proud of a team. First of all, let's start. Everyone's going to talk about the young players. They totally deserve a ton of credit. We'll get to them. Mm-hmm. But here's a guy who gets dogged a lot. And I thought, let's give him his due. Because Michael Bradley over these two legs was absolutely incredible.
Yes.
Got to give, captain his due. He was fantastic. There it is again.
That's six.
He was, look at that. We got the counter going. He was incredible in this game over the two legs. There was, one moment that I captured it. And I know all of us watching football around the world, what have we been saying about not having a crowd? Like that we can hear, the players and the managers and the coaches and stuff, right? We've all said that. We've heard it for a long time now. Pandemic soccer, football. There was a point in this game at the end of the match or nearing it, you're closing out the match. They're pressing, and working hard. And we had Michael Bradley giving instructions to Justin Morrow. No foul, let's go. Justin, keep moving your feet. I thought it was amazing. It was great to hear that. Like his intensity, his work rate was great. Especially when you have the battle tested, been there, done that veteran captain, showing, leading the line, leading the way, I should say, for all the young kids to see. It was a really special moment. And, I was happy for Michael Bradley because he does take a lot of flack, but he consistently shows whether it may be one bad game here and there, but overall how important he is to this team, and he showed it again. For myself, in my opinion, I thought that was one of his best moments. You heard me say it, one of his best moments in a TFC shirt. Well, because just of who they beat,
yeah.
And sorry Reg, and who they beat and the circumstances. Sorry Reg.
Well, it just looks like a throwback of the old Michael Bradley that we had maybe 2-3 seasons ago. That was just, he was more than just a shield to the back line. He wasn't just dropping back into center back to provide support to whoever's playing center back. But he was the shield, and he was getting forward. He was our box-to-box guy, creating chances, slipping in the final ball to the strikers, and coming back and making the last-ditch tackle like 10 seconds later. So I felt there was more of a return to that role for him instead of the last, maybe the last 1 year, 2 years. He just looks like he's just staying back and letting Delgado or Osorio or Pozuelo do all that work, and he'll just stay back and shield the defense. So I'm so happy that he's back to being Michael Bradley, and I can't wait till he's in there with guys like Pozuelo who hasn't played yet, and Osorio who hasn't played yet, and even we talked about Ralph Prezo. He can slot in beside Michael Bradley and play well. And so, very excited for this midfield. Very excited to see what happens. I know Dom Dwyer is actually on trial with TFC as a striker.
Yeah, training with them, for sure. Yeah.
So I'm not sure what's going on with Josie, if that's a real bad injury that we have to go out and get another striker. But and all signs are pointing in the right direction for this team.
It was, like I said, Chris Armas deserves credit too here, Reggie. He did not get hired under great fanfare. But, we have to tip our hat to him because so far, not only the result, but, I would say how they got through. They did get through. Let's remember, Club Leon is the reigning Liga MX champion. Listen, we are not planning a parade for TFC. We're not getting out of realm, but they do deserve a ton of credit here. And again, the manager gets a lot of crap when teams lose, and they deserve a bit of credit when the team wins. There's that old saying, managers, coaches get too much credit when teams – I'm sorry, not enough credit when teams win and too much crap when teams lose, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of that deal. So I think he does deserve credit here. This is not an easy situation. And let's face it, Reggie, let's face it. Mm-hmm. The approach was a win-win for TFC because they did have a lot of injuries. They did play the young kids and said, let's give these guys a shot. Now, will they do that in the season? I hope so. I hope that they sprinkle in these young lads, give them a fair chance. Everything that's Chris Armas and Ali Curtis says that is their philosophy anyway, if we look back to them at New York Red Bull, right? So we'll see, but he deserves credit. Chris Armas and his staff deserve a ton of credit here. And again, Michael Bradley, that coach on the field, I think no more evident and no more clear than these two legs, right, Reggie, that he was more than just a player on the field. He was a coach on the field. So yeah, they do deserve a lot of credit here.
He pulled them through and dragged them to those wins. So, and you can see what it meant to him, especially at the end of the game, right? So it seemed like they won it, but they continue their CONCACAF Champions League journey. They're playing Cruz Azul, I think, in the next round.
And
that's on the 27th, I believe. I can't. That's a pretty good day. I think Champions League is back the 27th as well. So
it's a 10 p.m. start, too. So Eastern. So.
That's too bad.
but what another legendary Liga MX team. We're looking at the lineup at the start of this game. How about this? Luke Singh. Another Brampton kid, spent a lot of time in various clubs in and around the GTA, a lot of them that we've mentioned on the show and so on, part of the academy and so on. Ralph Prezo, we talked about, Noble Akello, Jacob Schaffelberg, and good for Patrick Mullins getting a goal in this game. Yeah. It's great. I another guy who gets ripped on a lot by TFC fans, and I thought had another good performance, Marky Delgado.
Yeah, he played well.
I think he did, and doing those things. So, Richie Larea is now a guarantee. We know that. Yeah. And Auro Jr. I think he gets lost in the shuffle. I know a lot of guys have mentioned him. We talked about Dwayne Rollins, 24th minute, mentioning him a few times, and I agree, a lot of others. You know what? A good performance. You got to say this too, Omar Gonzalez, who's had a lot of people go at him in the last, year, including myself. Has he lost his step and so on? He was great in this. And again, even Alex Bono, he made a huge stop in this match too. So anyway, we don't want to get too high, but we do want to give them credit. And of course, other young lads making an appearance. Jordan Peruzza, a young player from the GTA, spent time at Empoli too. And finishes the game. Like, think of the experience, Reggie, that these young Canadian kids got. And I think that's all of them. I don't know if anybody else got in. I do apologize, but that was a great, great win for them. And your all time favorite, Nick DeLeon, got in too. So we'll leave it at that. So anyway.
And I'll be the first guy to admit I didn't think Chris Armas was I said it on the show at the time that I didn't think he would be the right fit for the team, but he's proving me wrong. But again,
it's early days,
we're not planning a parade. Let's see how the season goes.
We're not crowning
him. We can come back and discuss that.
That's right. This is still early days. We're saying as of now, because I know people are going to come at us. Oh, you guys were already saying this. He's the greatest manager. No. We're just saying we're analyzing his short-term performance right now. Performance. It has been good. It's been positive. So TFC moves on in the CONCACAF Champions League.
Yeah, exciting times coming for them for sure. Can't wait for the game tomorrow. Want to go domestic? Want to go Champions League? Want to go Europa League? What do you want to do, Joe?
Take me where you want, big man.
Okay. Well, let's do the domestic leagues. Last week was fantastic. For every league had top of the table. Every game had top of the table ramifications. It was a fantastic week. I sent you a message. The German league was crazy. The German league was crazy.
We can start there. The leagues now are getting amazing. Well, Reg, as we speak today. A final matchup. Wow, this should seal it, Reggie. Mm-hmm. Hoffenheim, mid-table, ties Leipzig 0-0.
Oh, that's it.
I mean, that should end it, right?
That's done.
Should end it. Well, I mean, Bayern has a game in hand and are already 4 points up.
Yeah, but they tied.
The real racer.
Bayern tied their last game, so, strange things happen. And now they're out of the Champions League. We'll discuss that.
And they're injured.
They're all injured, so you never know. But, I mean, last weekend's games were fantastic in Germany. If you didn't get a chance to watch any of them, I don't know if you can go back on the zone and watch previous games or whatnot, but it was fantastic. We had Stuttgart and Dortmund play a game. That's a top-of-the-table clash. Well, not mid-table, but fifth, between fifth and first clash. Did you watch any of that game, Joe? 3-2 final for Dortmund?
Yeah, was it Dortmund and Eintracht Frankfurt, Red? No, Stuttgart. Oh, yes, Stuttgart, right. Yeah, 3-2. Stuttgart. What a game. Yes, yeah, Stuttgart.
Fantastic
game. It was a great game. Fantastic amazing game. You know, back and forth. Yeah, and this for sure. kid, this kid who did it in Champions League.
Yeah.
What a scored in midweek, too. 17-year-old. Yep. 17-year-old, everybody. Jude Bellingham. And I loved his interview, and we'll get to it. Champions League, not bad for a player from the championship. Well said. You know, scores again in this game against Stuttgart, you know, assisted by, you know, older guy, Jordi Reyna.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
18. Right. Like, yeah. So, Dortmund again, they'll be okay. Yeah. So, yeah, great match. Again, the German league does not get enough love. It gets it here. Amazing. Eintracht Frankfurt in this that week beat Wolfsburg 4-3. Yeah. Unbelievable.
And that's a third.
You know, Andre Silva
That's a third versus fourth game.
Keep scoring goals, Andre Silva. Yeah. You know, I don't know, Reggie. That's to me a story in itself. Wolfsburg, and Eintracht Frankfurt. If the season ended today, or in the Champions League in Germany, Borussia Dortmund, who took Man City, had everything. Man City had to throw everything at them. Down 1-0 at half in Champions. We'll get to is 7 points away in fifth place. I tell you. Union Berlin was the team that tied Bayern Munich last week. They're in seventh place.
Yeah.
You know, do yourselves a favor. Give some love and greeting to the Bundesliga. It's great football. I love it. So, yeah, it was good to see there. We move, Reg. We move.
Yeah, we do. We do. We move to Serie A. It's safe to say that Inter's going to take this away. That's a pretty good turnaround by Conte from Christmas, man. Very good. So
We got to give him that. You know, I think we've been hard on Inter here. But, I mean, I'm looking at it, and people should give us some crap for this. They are 11 points clear of AC Milan, 12 of Juventus, 13 of Atalanta. We'll get to that story because there's the race. Unbelievable. But let's start with Inter, though. You know, they are. Conte deserves credit. Yes, you can say, you know, all he had to do is worry about the Champions League. The Scudetto race. Yeah. Fair enough. But he did what he had to do, and they've done what they've had to do. I think they've rattled off 11 straight wins or something like that. Mm-hmm. They're on fire. You got to think Romelu Lukaku will be the player of the year in Italy. Mm-hmm. You would think, you know, and maybe close second is Nico Barella and stuff like that. There are just so many good players, good stories on Inter. They are rolling. They do deserve that credit. So, yes, they are probably the only team in the top five, Reggie, who are guaranteed Champions League football. Because then we get two.
Yeah, it's crazy.
AC Milan at 63. Juventus at 62. Atalanta 61. Napoli 59. Let's not sleep on Lazio at 55 points with one game in hand. Yeah. So potentially at 58. What a race. You have Roma in seventh who are in the Europa League semifinal. So the race from the next three spots in Italy is heating up. And we want to talk about fixtures and what's happening this week. Well, why don't we go at it? Atalanta Juventus.
Right off the bat.
Sunday. Napoli and Inter, both on Sunday. AC Milan with an early start, 6:30 in the morning our time, 12 p.m. there. But get my misery out of the way early. But, you know, you have Atalanta and Juve and Napoli-Inter. Oh, what matchups.
Yeah,
right? Sure. Atalanta, what a game. You know, it was actually broadcast on ABC. We won't get too much into it. So that was a major deal for Serie A. And yet Atalanta Fiorentina last week, what a game. 3-2. Atalanta up 2-0. This guy again, Vlahovic, here he is again, scored two goals for Fiorentina to tie it up and then only to have Atalanta, who keeps attacking, wins 3-2. So those two matchups, Atalanta, Juve, and Napoli, Inter, to say those are decisive matches this week is an understatement. Again, this is the time of year, whether they be real. And we haven't even dealt with the bottom of the table in these leagues.
Right,
Reg, which is another story, which makes football so incredibly exciting and the best game in the world because you got top Champions League spots, Europa League spots, the bottom. So, yeah, again, the matchups, those two, I mean, Reggie, those are pretty key matchups there. You have any predictions in those, Reggie? I don't know. What do you think? Juve, Atalanta.
I see a draw. I see a 1-1.
Napoli-Inter.
I see Inter 2-0 over Napoli.
Yeah, well, I again, Napoli needing this, I'm going to go with Juventus. I think Juventus is going to win this game against Atalanta.
Okay.
You might say, as a Milan fan, do I need it? Huh. Yeah. I think Juventus will beat Atalanta. Again, this could be another way. I'm calling Juventus there, and I'm calling a draw between Napoli and Inter.
Okay. All right.
We'll see.
Milan should get by Genoa, I think.
Oh, but... here we go. Thanks. And there it is.
Oh, stop.
And just like that.
Stop. All you guys do is collect points. Yeah. It's great, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Reggie texted me in the middle of that game. He's like, easy against Parma, first of all.
No.
It was 2-0. Then Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Reggie wasn't watching, by the way, which is fine. He was watching another game. So it was Zlatan gets sent off. Again, going at the ref. It wasn't as reported, the words you said, but again, got into it. It was gone.
Yeah.
Milan barely hangs on. And then the score line says 3-1. Easy. So, Reggie, 8 more games. Just trying to get Champions League football, but we'll see. But those two matchups are great.
Yeah, for
Reggie,
sure.
We move to a race. Wow. I mean, let's go to the warm, beautiful, cultural Mecca that is Spain. And wow, Reggie, you what? Talk about a race.
This one's tight.
Okay, let's fresh off a classical victory. Okay, Real Madrid puts themselves in a second, but this is not done by a long shot.
No,
Reggie's Atletico Madrid at 67 points. Mm-hmm. The Madridistas from Real Madrid, mm-hmm. 66 points. Barcelona, 65 points. And hey, we're still here. Sevilla. 61 points.
It's crazy, Joe.
And so Soledad and Betis, but they're 14 yeah. points off the trip. But here, 1 through 4 is not even close to being decided.
No, not
this
at all.
This is incredible stuff.
6 points between fourth and first place, and I thought Atletico was running away with it, but not a chance. Real comes off of Barcelona. Barcelona game and then goes into the Champions League and does what they do there. So we'll talk about Champions League.
We'll get to that
coming up. But what a race! And we thought, we all thought Barcelona sitting in eighth, I think at one point was just
they're over. Right in it, 2 points off, yeah,
right back in it. So I mean, they're 4 on the trot. They've won they lost the last game, but just before that they had won 4 in a row, right. I believe. So
and this weekend you have the Copa del Rey final, Athletic. So I think it's Bilbao against Barcelona in the Copa del Rey. So, it's funny how we really and Ronald Koeman was getting raked over the coals. He's done a fantastic job. You have to give him that credit, like you just said. You must. And even Juventus. Oh, there's this. Back to that about you because you just mentioned winning a trophy. Well, they could win a trophy again. They've already won one. They could win. The Copa Italia. So, but again, so that's race in Spain from 1 to 4 is gonna be a great finish right to the end.
As disappointing as Juve's been, they could finish the season with 3 trophies possibly.
I tell you, when you say disappointing, and I agree with you, that just tells you the level of expectation that is on a Juve team, and that's a good point. We say this, and again, I was talking to. One of our great fans of our show, Ross Bongiovanni, great guy, been known him for a long time, big time Juve fan, but really a great student of beautiful game, loves his South American football too. We always talk about games in Argentina, which is great. He said, this is a team, when you look at other teams and what they've had, Ronaldo is expected to do this with a midfield that's not what he's expected. And I know you've said this and a lot of people said this too, and we were talking about this week. Everyone says, Messi's had these great players around him. No doubt. No doubt when he had this midfield and that field. And I respect Ronaldo more than anyone too. Let's remember, Ronaldo at Real Madrid had an okay midfield with Kroos and Modric.
Yeah.
Casemiro, etc. Right? And this is not a knock. These great players are great, but in this new modern football, and not just now, you need players around you. Lewandowski has a great midfield behind him,
right?
And it doesn't make these players, Messi, Ronaldo, less. It does not make them less. It doesn't tarnish their greatness because they are these two that we see, Ronaldo, Messi, generational. We've already said it. But this Ronaldo, with a midfield and players behind them, with a Dybala that's been injured at his time there, let's face it. This year, with all due respect to him, Betancourt, Arthur, in and out, Weston McKennie. This is not like Toni Kroos and Luka Modric, guys.
And an inform, actually an inform Ozil at one point too, right?
So. Thank you very much. Like this is, these players need players. So, you know, Ross, great conversation. Again, you're not the only one to say it. It's good to talk to football fans who get it. Players need a collective. You need that balance around them. And I think, you know, and Ronaldo is getting a lot of flack for this stuff. Listen, he's a champion. He's a winner. He wants to win and be at everything. And a lot of, I don't give him a lot. A lot of people think I'd be against him because maybe I do favor Messi a bit. They're both incredible. Players need help.
Yeah, for sure.
They need quality around them. So I think that's a great point. You know, I think it's a good point. And I think if you know, it's a big if, because when you look at the comparison, these big clubs and who they have running their midfields, and we're seeing it, Reggie, we're going to get to it. You gave the people a great teaser there on what Real Madrid did in the Champions League. And we'll talk about what that midfield trio did in this game or in this tie.
Yeah, for sure. But we'll wrap it up before we get into the Champions League. We'll wrap it up with EPL. Like I said last week, Joe, I don't even follow the table anymore. But
so Reggie is not looking at the table in the EPL because, well, the number one, I think I'm gonna break a story here. Mm-hmm. Man City will win the title. I know, I shock you. Mm. Okay, they're 11 points up, although United has a game in hand. Yada yada yada. Again, though, the race for fourth is – so United leading the race. You know, they're in second. They have 63 points. Okay, City 74 top. Manchester United, fresh off a win off Tottenham Hotspur, 63 points. Leicester City at 56. Here's where it gets interesting. West Ham United. Yes, I said it. West Ham United and Jesse Lingard, who is just on fire in Fuego with 55 points. Chelsea at 54. Don't go away so fast. Liverpool at 52 with a game in hand on most. No, sorry, they only have a game in hand on Tottenham, who just tied Everton. Reggie's upset. 2-2. And yeah, so it is another crazy race. Reggie, can I just mention this, though? I know you don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear me say it. Today was 2 for Gylfi Sigurdsson, 2, and 2 for Harry Kane. Harry Kane's first goal. I didn't see the second goal.
Let me get offside.
Harry Kane to me is just a great. He is one of the world's best strikers for me. I know you don't want to hear that as a Tottenham fan, but he is.
As a Tottenham what?
Oh my God, Reggie, what a day I'm having.
As a what?
As an Arsenal fan, oh my you do God. Not want to hear the Tottenham thing. Oh my God, I'm Joe. Telling you, I'm a bad day, Reggie. So as an Arsenal fan, you do appreciate Harry Kane. And yeah, another professional performance by Harry Kane.
It's a 30 and player. This guy,
okay, we all got our stuff, Reg, but 9 out of 10, he's a good dude. Okay. Yes, he backs in the guys, but he's a great player. Anyway, all kidding aside, his technique on that first goal was, and you love proper football, great technique on that first goal. And this Gylfi Sigurdsson, you know, I was thinking myself today, you know, I'd love to have this guy in Italy. I'd love to have him in AC Milan. You know, like some of these guys are, you know, not get, you know, we can get him on the cheap. I like Gylfi Sigurdsson a lot. But anyway, 2-2, that game just ended. But yes, the race, Reggie, obviously is for fourth place. Hey, and Liverpool.
It could be for third as well. Don't count Leicester. Yeah.
No.
They're known to blow Champions League spots every year. So.
Sorry, I mean for the – the last two Champions League spots. You would have to say, obviously, with City, you'd have to say that United is pretty much favorite to get second. Yeah. You know, so, and I know you're hoping that, you know, if you get by this round, they slip up even more. But yeah, so all races heating up at the right time. This is that, you know, that springtime where things get every single match is even more important to pick up points, drop points, and so on. You got to be very careful and do your thing. So nothing is different in England. Well, and now finally,
there's no really games to watch this weekend. I think there's a cup game. I think it's between City and Chelsea. I believe there's a semifinal of one of the cups is this weekend, FA Cup. I think again, if I'm not in,
Reggie,
not watching.
Come on, man.
Is it not? What?
There is an FA Cup.
Yeah,
I think it's a semifinal match of Chelsea and Manchester City.
I just said that.
You gotta give. I know, but you're not giving a lot of love to it. That's a massive matchup.
Give me a break.
That's a massive match.
Could be a champ. It could be a Champions League final.
And that is tomorrow, by the way, Reggie. Jeez, come on, Reg.
Did I not say that?
I think the Copa del Rey is tomorrow, by the way. I'm losing my mind today. But yeah.
Lots of cup games tomorrow. Okay, now we're out of domestic leagues. Okay, everybody, there is your domestic wrap-up from the Football Weekly podcast. Let's get into this Champions League game.
You gotta go Europa first, don't you? Because come on,
Arsenal won. Let's go. That's it.
You gotta go Europa. I know you want to. I know you want to make it as like the headline thing, but that's not fair to the people. The Champions League is it. So we got to start at Europa League.
Well, Slavia Prague came to the Emirates and scored a 93rd or 94th minute goal to take to draw 1-1 and take an away goal back to Prague. And Arsenal went in there and slapped 4 by them. So that game's done. That tie's done. Well, they're all done, but that was a surprising performance for me. The way the game started from Arsenal, they were sitting back and I was thinking to myself, these guys have to score. Like, what are these guys doing? And then they just turned up, they flipped the switch and it was over by 30th minute. The game was over. So,
and with a goal disallowed, right?
And with a goal disallowed. Yeah. You know,
so. Yeah, the game started with obviously we'll give a good credit to, you know, Arsenal for kneeling and showing and making a statement about, you know, against, you know, racism in football, and particularly obviously with Slavia Prague and their one of their players involved with something with Rangers player.
He got 10 games.
So, you know, and of course Lacazette kneeling, Reggie, right, by himself and facing the Slavia Prague squad. So, hey, listen, it was a very tense
beginning because I was watching it and all the Slavia Prague players were arm in arm, which I don't know what that statement was. And then all the Arsenal players were kneeling. it was like a standoff. And I was looking at it and I was just like, I don't know, is arm in arm the same as kneeling and in Eastern Europe?
Yeah,
I don't know. Right. So,
well, we do know clearly what Arsenal, their stance was, and particularly the captain in this match, Lacazette. So that was good to see that, you know, that is, it's not something that's just, you know, done because it is, it's thoughtful. It's, there's a lot of thought went into it, and we obviously know where that club, you know, being Arsenal stand, and especially, you know, the current club, sorry, the current players, so the current squad, and of course the captain on the day, who had a fantastic day, not only with, you know, displaying that sign of solidarity, but also on the pitch. He was fantastic, wasn't he, Reg?
Yeah, he was great. 2 goals. His second goal was fantastic. Quick feet. Scored a pressure filled penalty, and was the link up guy up top. I mean, we play much better without Aubameyang, but I don't want to get into that right now.
Who's suffering from malaria?
Is he, though?
Are you reading something different in Arsenal blogs? I don't know.
He's hanging around. He has malaria. When did he pick up malaria? He's been back for 2 weeks.
Yeah, apparently when he was gone on a national. So you're not buying it, right? So what do you think? You think it could be COVID-19?
Oh, Joe, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I'm asking. That's why I'm asking. I don't know. Just read it as malaria.
Well, the only way you don't have to go through the protocols, regardless if you like him or not, and the way he's playing right now, you do need him because he's capable of putting in a performance. And the only way we're coming to the crunch time of our season right now, because we're in the semifinals of Europa now, and if we make it to the finals, you know, whatever. The only way you get around the COVID protocols is to say that he doesn't have COVID. He's been back from the international duty for 2 weeks. Now he has malaria. Where'd he pick up that from?
I don't know, Reggie.
He's got COVID. He's got COVID, and Arsenal is telling everybody he has malaria so that he can come back and play.
Reggie, you're opening up quite a big controversy. Is this something that you're reading, though, Reggie? I'm being honest.
No. I haven't read that. Joe, you go away and you get sick 3 weeks later? I don't think so, man. In a pandemic, you got COVID, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Reggie's dropped a lot of on us today, so I don't know.
Well, actually, again, this is what I And that's what's going on in my head. It's not fact. I did not. Exactly. There you go.
The opinions expressed on this show by the participants do not reflect. Well, they do because, well, yeah, they only reflect the guy saying it. So that would be Reggie. I got to work on the details of that, but it ain't me is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no problem. If I'm wrong, I'll take it. It's not a big deal. There you go. Not a big deal.
Well, either way, all joking and all kidding aside, we do wish Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang a speedy recovery, and we do want to see him okay and healthy, right? So let's get that straight.
We're not wishing any ill will on anybody, but that's just what I think. Going on to the next match, we got United that went through against Granada.
Easily.
That was easy. I thought Granada would put up a bigger fight, but...
Me too. And I just think maybe they ran out of steam. But again, this is, you know, Edinson Cavani.
Yeah.
Donnie Van de Beek gets some minutes in this too. In this match. So again, they took care of business. They are off to the semifinal where they will play. Well, let's deal with this one first. So Villarreal goes through against Dinamo Zagreb. Man, am I excited for this.
First of all,
Reggie, I'm telling you, watch out for Villarreal.
Who are you telling? Watch out for everybody. This Arsenal team can put a performance like that and then go out and play Burnley and lose 1-0. So,
Let's look. You're in the semi. Not just you. You're in the semifinal. Any semifinal, we always say this. Anything can happen because when you get to the final four, teams deserve to be there. So I watched the Villarreal, part of the Villarreal game. I forgot Paco Alcacer is there. And then I'm like, why? I saw him do great things with Dortmund. So it'll be a good game. We like the way they play. Of course, the interesting matchup here is going to be, you know, the narrative will be Unai Emery against his former team. I think it's going to be a great tie, to tell you the truth. I like the way both teams play, especially in Europa League. So we'll get to our predictions next week.
Yeah.
I think, Reggie, we'll leave that at that. But it'll be Villarreal against the Gunners. And then I thought the closest tie, Ajax against Roma.
Yeah.
Ajax came to play. They were great in these two ties. These two games in the tie. They had a goal disallowed that really, you know, was putting the pressure on. Roma goes through, though. Roma comes back and gets the goal they needed by Edin Dzeko. So they progressed. But, man, Ajax was great in this and gave everything that they had. Really close fight until the end. And now you have Roma advancing. And, again, we did say this was going to be the toughest matchup. I think, you know, I predicted Roma, but I don't know. I think Ajax could have been. Was very unlucky in this too. I think either team could have gone through. And now I think Roma United, again, anything can happen.
Well, again, Roma and Arsenal are kind of in, and even maybe even Villarreal are kind of in the same boat where it's like, you know, this is our
gotta only win to get
this
in.
This is our only way to get into Europe. Like not just Champions League. This is, we're not anywhere close to making it into Europa League even. So this is our only way of getting into Europe. So
that's got to count for something.
Those three teams are. I look at a team like Roma, who's sitting in I think seventh or eighth, and it's just like our only way into Europe is to win this championship, this competition. Yes. So we have to go for it.
Well, this is what you want, right? You want to see. So a United team that is in second, they're not going to get first in their domestic league, obviously with City winning that title anytime soon. So you're going to want to win a trophy anyway. Like all these four teams are in there to win a trophy. But when you add those three teams that you mentioned, Reggie, who have maybe their only ticket into Europe by winning this competition, that's a lot. They're not going to sit back. They are going to go. So the Europa League, once it gets down to this, is even more exciting. So let's face it, four teams that, you know, I mean, two of them were in the Champions League. I think three, maybe in Villarreal, Reggie, I'm not sure. But, you know, and Arsenal usually there. So these are, you know, four, you know, big clubs in Europe that are going to be going for it. And, I mean, I know a lot of our fans and our EPL fans especially, and we have had a lot of United fans as well as Gunner fans, are rubbing their hands at a possible, you know, all EPL matchup. But we'll get our predictions next week, right?
So, yeah, for sure. We'll do that next week.
Then we move to the
UEFA Champions League, right? What some fantastic ties. There it is again, fantastic. Great ties. I mean, the PSG Bayern Munich game, wasn't that everything that we thought? And you know what? That Bayern team decimated with injuries. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
No Lewandowski.
No Gnabry.
No Goretzka, I believe, right?
Douglas Costa wasn't there. Goretzka wasn't there. Sula wasn't like, there.
You know, it changes things, right?
Yeah, of course.
So again, of course. Still plenty of power, but that's a big deal. Our guy Alphonso Davies had a tough game in this game. Di Maria really...
Oh, he was again, fantastic. Di Maria, he was great. Like, he was great. You know,
Di Maria, it was... Yeah, listen, and everyone's saying, oh, you see, listen, Alphonso is allowed to have a down day. Overall, his performances have still been out of this world.
Right.
But yes, that was a tough matchup for him, and Di Maria was causing him a bit of problems. Yes, he got substituted and so on. But remember, the first leg, he came on and changed the game for them. So, meaning Alphonso Davies. So, again, it was a little bit of a tough goal for them. But Neymar was incredible in this game. Here's a guy, Reggie, he gets a lot of flack. And let's face it, sometimes deservedly he gets that for the antics and so on. But as a footballer, that was the best that we see. That's what we need to see of Neymar, because that's what he's capable of. Reg?
Well, 100%. I would take him on my team any day of the week, any time.
Me too.
You can wake me up too. In the middle of the night and ask me if you'll take Neymar, and yes, I will take Neymar.
Me too.
I told you during the week I was listening to something, and someone said they would take Raheem Sterling over Neymar because Neymar dives too
much.
And I don't care. He can dive 3 million more times, and I'm still taking Neymar.
Let's and this is where we're talking about. Let's talk about football. We're going to talk football.
It's not even close.
Exactly. It's very stupid. The talent that Neymar possesses. He can go at you one-on-one. He creates assists. He could score goals. He could play, you know, maybe as your, you know, target, not your traditional target, but plays there, plays off the left or right, plays underneath it. You know what? Neymar is a special talent. He has a lot of other stuff that, yeah, it gets in the way sometimes. But when he wants to play, he can be a game changer. In that match with, yes, stars missing, still a lot of stars on the field, with Kylian Mbappe on the field, you know, with so many players on that Bayern team.
But did you
he was the man of the match.
Did you see the little cutback and then he opens up his foot and he puts it right off the bar? Like,
very unlucky not to have goals in this game.
He should have had two, at least.
Nah, he was terrific. He was terrific in the match. Listen, you know another guy, like even though in a loss, but Manuel Neuer still, he said, hey guys, remember me? I'm pretty good.
He's not bad.
Yeah, very good. So quality all over the field. Once again, the two matches between these two teams were incredible to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And great football. That is it. PSG Bayern, beautiful. I'm sad that we don't have a game three in this, you know, 4 of the 7 series.
Yeah.
Right, Reggie? So as a football fan, as a neutral, loved sitting down watching those two teams play and go and show and give us an example of how to play this beautiful game. So, yes, PSG moves on.
Yes.
And then, Reggie, what do we got now?
We had Dortmund City.
Oof. Talk about another great.
Yeah, Dortmund was up 1-0 too.
1-0 at half. This kid is I can't stop talking enough about Jude Bellingham, 17 years old.
Yes, sir.
He's unbelievable. This England thing keeps coming up. What a future this team has. But Jude Bellingham, 17 years old, playing par for par, up for it, getting into it with Ilkay Gundogan, like, it was great. I think Gundogan was trying to get him sent off, by the way, as the commentator said.
Yeah.
But, you know, he saw he was on a yellow. But, hey, Bellingham kept his cool. You know, scores in this match. Dortmund goes out with their head held high. Do they not, Reggie? Can we just say that? Does Dortmund not go out with their head held high?
Of course they do.
Right.
I mean,
they play
the way you want to see
proper football.
A team play football, exactly.
That's it. Right? And I know that you, but and we have to also mention Man City just is a nice. This is fantastic. What a way to play the game too. Yes, stars. Just nice to watch. Those two teams knock the ball. Again, you have a team playing without a nine, with a true nine. Really, like, Raheem Sterling starts on the bench in this game. Just, let's be fair. You know, not in the greatest of form.
No.
Pep keeps him out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's in form. I'll tell you his inform. We all know this. Mm. Phil Foden is inform.
Well, they're calling him the next Gaza. The next,
oh, geez. The next Paul Gasol. I just don't want people to call this and call that.
I know.
Let these guys play. So here we have the future of England. The future? How about England now? Phil Foden and Jude Bellingham. This is what we didn't see before, you know, in years past, the young English players. Listen, to me, you know, Phil Foden, you know, is so important in this. It was, you know, it was great to see him play that. Ilkay Gundogan, we already talked about, you know, was in there, you know, that midfield. De Bruyne, just being De Bruyne. But again, like, let's give a lot of credit to Borussia Dortmund. You do have to give a bit of that credit to Man City. They do go through. They find a way at halftime being down, probably mm-hmm. thinking, oh, here we are again, right? Going out in the quarters again, right, Reg?
Yeah.
And they don't. They advance. So just in the package for myself, in my opinion, in those two legs, just as much as I enjoyed PSG Bayern, I really enjoyed this maybe more. I really loved these two legs. They're great, great matches in football.
Yeah, for sure they were. We'll move to Chelsea and Porto.
What a goal.
Oh, Joe, that's probably
that's goal of the year.
That's probably one of the best goals I've seen this year in Champions League for sure.
I mean, that was a brilliant goal.
A little late, yeah. But I mean, still something worth watching for in that game. Chelsea,
talk about going out with your head held high, Reggie.
Yeah,
sorry,
Porto did well.
Porto does, yeah, they
Porto
do.
Porto did well.
Did they not?
Yeah, they did. They did. They played an exciting brand of football again.
You know,
I just ran into a well-drilled Chelsea team, pretty much. I think, even though they won the last leg, Chelsea put in the performance they needed to put in to get through, and that's all they needed to do, and that's what they did.
And that's Iranian international Taremi, right?
Yes,
I believe.
Yes,
who hit that great overhead kick. So congratulations, yes, to Porto, because they had a great Champions League run.
Yeah.
Hats off again to a manager we've mentioned, Sergio Conte. So
yep,
great stuff.
They'll be back next year. So
they will be back. So you know, good on Porto. You said it. Thomas Tuchel's teams are both in the Champions League semifinals.
That's what I said. I told you that, eh? PSG, you know, and Chelsea, right?
So. I mean, wouldn't the story be great to watch Tuchel against Pochettino because of that? I mean, I'm not sure that'll be the matchup.
No.
But just that, right, Reg, we'll get to our predictions, like we said, next week. And then finally, Reggie, we have, hey, man, did you guys forget about us? First of all, Liverpool and Real Madrid. Real Madrid goes through. No one saw a 0-0 in this. I thought there would be goals.
You know, right? You thought coming back to Anfield that Liverpool would at least score once, right?
Let's be clear here, too. Liverpool was good in this matchup. They missed a lot of chances.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with James Milner. I think Milner said it, and a few of the Liverpool players said it. Too bad they didn't have this intensity in the first leg. Things might have been different. But, you know, hats off. Milner still said, hey, in the two legs, Real Madrid were overall better, but
professional performance, Joe.
Yeah. Well, listen, this is for me. Liverpool again goes out with their head held high. They tried. They tried to the end. They played. You go out to a lot of class, guys. I mean, we always say this. A leg is not just a Champions League semi, quarter, whatever, knockout game in Europe. Doesn't matter. When it's not a final, you got to be. You can't just have one good game, mm-hmm. right? And like I said, Liverpool, I thought, was better in the second leg, for sure. You know, as Liverpool could say, because they've been tried and tested and true, won this competition, et cetera, et cetera. But Toni Kroos and Luka Modric are not bored of being great, guys.
Yeah.
They are fantastic. They are great players.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the two legs. And I think Valverde, Reggie, started it right back in this game.
Yeah.
If I'm not – like, this – you know, the football players, when we were talking about this yesterday, it's incredible to me when, you know, armchair guys like me and you, and I don't think we do this a lot, but maybe we're guilty of it, when we just hammer professional players, this guy sucks, this guy's that. I'm going,
oh, I definitely,
I don't know, man. You know, right. And I'm just going, these are what they do and what they do with ease.
Well, I think
mind-boggling to me.
I can only speak for myself, but I say that as as compared to other professional players.
Yes, of course.
Not to me, because I can do an inch of what these guys can do, right? But
that's,
I mean,
if
you're gonna sit there and compare other professional players to this certain player, yeah, he's not that good. You know, that's the way I look at it. I don't know if people think that they can take the place of certain players and do better than them.
Yes.
Congratulations. I don't know, but that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I agree, Reggie.
Okay, fantastic. So we have Liverpool out, and we have Real Madrid going through. So the games, the next set of games are going to be what, Joe? Who's playing who?
I think it's Real Madrid, Chelsea.
It is. And Man City.
And PSG.
Man City, PSG. Yeah. Yeah.
So, Mendetatiti. Yeah.
Well, like Joe said, we'll do our predictions for that next week. But you sent me something today in our WhatsApp group, and it was the trying to scrap.
In extra time.
In extra time, yeah.
So, want to give a lot of credit to one of our good friends, Reggie, good footballer as well, Paul Curcio.
Yeah.
Big time Juventus fan, but a fantastic footballer in his own right.
He's a great player.
That is our word of the day, our Pee Wee Herman word of the day. But yeah, so. Paul sent that to me. Thank you, Paul. Again, we love hearing from you guys. It makes, you know, our discussions better, and it keeps us on our toes. But yeah, Reggie, so again, somewhere along the lines of scrapping the away goals rule in extra time. I know that you're a big fan of this.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. You get down to I think they have to do the whole thing away, just not in
as do I, but a good place to start.
That's a good place to start.
Paul was saying, right?
Yeah, it's a good place
to
start.
So, Reg,
yeah.
I think there's another one where Reggie was shaking his head, saying, yeah, I told you so, right, Reg? But a
couple of those.
Why? Right? So, Reggie, we are going to continue. And we know that times are not the best here, especially in the province of Ontario. You know, we want to make sure that we are keeping our positivity in terms of getting out of here and making sure that we can enjoy a summer. And that summer includes watching Euro 2020 in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank Max at Soccer Max. Hang in there, guys. We are going to have an event hopefully soon, right, Reg?
Yes.
We're working on some stuff.
Yes.
Until then, go online, check out Max. He's got stuff. I've done a lot of curbside pickup this week. Go check out Max. He's ready to help you. And we're hopefully going to have that event coming. Our FTF guys too, thank you. To Marcus, Shane, and the crew, they are working on some big things for us, right, Reg? And
maybe
you know, announcing some stuff soon, and Guy's going to be on our show. I think you guys will like it. So, Reggie, we're hanging on, right, Reg? We're hanging on and we're going to hope, right?
It's tough, but we'll still be here every week. So we enjoy it, so we'll get it done. What are we looking forward to, Joe? Anything?
Well, Reggie, let's go individually. I'm looking forward to hopefully maybe – keeping my team in the race for the Champions League, and as a neutral, Reggie, Juventus Atalanta, although it has implications for the Champions League for, yes, the team I support, but I am looking forward to that match in Serie A. Of course, I'm a Serie A guy.
Yeah.
Copa del Rey for me, for sure.
Yeah.
And of course, Reg, of course, mm-hmm. Reggie, mm-hmm. our guys, our Toronto FC,
yes.
Yes. Against Montreal and our boy Kamal Miller.
Yes.
You know, MLS starting for sure. We got Dane St. Clair tonight. I want to see hopefully Dane and Minnesota United. And of course, Alistair Johnston. So MLS is back.
That's what I'm looking forward to tomorrow at 2:00, start of the TFC season. Can't wait. So guys, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week.